You're now tuned in to another episode of Step Your Game Up. I'm your host, Smooth King, ready to teach you something and hopefully put you on another level or get you past an obstacle in life. But today, I just want to talk about some real shit right now. Like, and it might be on some building type shit for some people, but on some real shit, I really want to put something in perspective for a lot of people. And I feel like a lot of people are putting a lot of bullshit on a pedestal. Stop motherfucking idolizing bullshit. And I'm going to tell you what I mean. For instance, a lot of y'all motherfuckers, y'all think looks is everything. When looks ain't shit, let me tell you something. I know so many niggas that got baby mamas that are bad as fuck. I'm talking about sexy, flawless, pretty face, nice titties, slim waist, big old motherfucking ass. Whatever you want to sit here and picture a beautiful woman to be. You know, we all got our own different ideas of what beauty is. You know what I'm saying? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So whatever you want to call beautiful, call it. But at the same time, these bitches can't cook. These bitches can't clean. These bitches don't know how to raise a child. They don't understand the psychology or psychologic. I don't, you know what the fuck I'm trying to say. I'm just into it right now. But they don't understand psychological damages to their children. They don't understand about the importance of raising them the right way. They don't understand the importance of shielding them from the wrong things and showing them the right things to teach them things. So with that being said, what good is it doing me having this badass motherfucking bitch that ain't worth shit? You feel what I'm saying? Or if, for instance, you got bad bitches that are easy. You know what I'm saying? And when I say easy, I mean super easy. I mean everybody smashing that. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody had to jump off in the hood that all you had to do is spit a little game and then you end up smashing her. You know what I'm talking about. So don't idolize shit that doesn't mean anything. Because I'm going to tell y'all niggas like this. Yeah, you might have a sexy woman. Yeah, she might be gorgeous. But I'm going to tell you like this. For one, as sexiness and gorgeous, Ness, yeah, she might be beautiful throughout her whole life, and I hope she do. But at the same time, she's not going to be her prime all the time. And at one point, her looks and all of that is going to, what's that word? You're going to become numb to it. Like, for instance, if you sit on a chair, eventually your ass is going to forget to feel the chair. You feel what I'm saying? Think about when you initially sit in the chair, your ass cheeks feel the chair, right? But then when you sit there for a while, your ass cheeks stop feeling it. You feel what I'm saying? Because you are used to being there. So with that being said, all I want to tell y'all is like you need to get an understanding first. You need to get with a woman that has an understanding, that has the right characteristics. You need loyalty to back you up. You need a support system to back you up. You need someone that can understand you to back you up. Because having a bad bitch is just half the fucking battle. You feel what I'm saying? It really is. And it goes both ways. Some of y'all ladies, y'all deal with these ain't shit ass niggas because they so fine or because they fucking you good and making you come. But at the end of the day, can they raise a child? Or do they want to raise a child with you? Do they have ambitions? Do they have drive? Are they weak-minded? You feel what I'm saying? Can you lean on them? Can you come to them for comfort? Can they lead you to paradise, to heaven? Or are they going to lead you straight to fucking hell? I just want y'all to understand, like, really stop idolizing the wrong fucking characteristics in people. It's more important characteristics that people should have that's going to make it work. You feel what I'm saying? So if you are a badass bitch that can't cook, learn how to cook. If you are a nigga that know how to slang some wood, get some business about yourself. You know what I'm saying? And to all of you who are looking to be loved or looking for love or looking for something, whatever you are looking for, just make sure you look for the right things at the end of the day. I feel like looks should be the icing on the cake. It shouldn't be the cake itself. Now, I kind of went over time because I started going in. I get the feeling myself because, hey, I really believe the shit that I preach. You know what I'm saying? So If you want to follow my journey and keep up with me on my day-to-day life or whatever is up with me, or even have some type of contact with me and ask me any questions, you can check me out on Instagram at Money Over Mayhem. I got a Twitter account at Money Over Mayhem. Just hold off on the YouTube, y'all. I'm going to get that working. All right? I'm going to start working on getting my YouTube channel together and start getting some nice films for y'all. Now, with that being said, I hope I reach someone, because, you know, that's what I do this for. I don't care if I reach 100 people. I just want to reach at least one person and change one person's mind. Then my job is done. And that note, I'm out. Y'all live y'all best lives. Peace.